This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
The following podcast is scheduled for one fall, and there will be no disqualification. Making their way to the ring from lineupmedia.fm at a combined weight of 849 pounds, the Three Horsemen.
Boom. Yoasted. What's going on, everybody?
What's going on?
Three Horsemen Show, Corey Biggie, T.O. here with all the fallout from the Royal Rumble.
It was a good show.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. Yeah, let's get right into it.
First Rumble I've seen in a while, so that was kind of cool.
Until the end.
Randy,
I thought it was great. My favorite wrestler won the Rumble.
Yeah. The one you know?
Yes, I know of him.
The one you may know? But the big talk coming out of it is the Roman Reigns thing. So he came in at 30 and everybody lost their shit.
Well, what's the rationale from him being in the match?
That's why we were talking about it. T.O. and I watched it together. I did some work on it. T.O.'s like...
Did some work. Can we stop there? If you're not following the blogs that he's apparently doing now for all pay-per-views, you're missing out. You're not going to do it for all of them?
Fuck.
Dude, because that was one of the most comprehensive play-by-plays I've seen. No other wrestling site at all had anything close to that level of coverage.
Oh, it's fucking
As far
dreadful.
As textual, which I prefer over any other kind of coverage, it was awesome.
I don't know how anybody does that and like keeps their sanity.
Good Lord.
Because I hold one, respect, huh? There's no way I'm ever going to watch every show. Because it's just not worth it.
Too many of them for one.
Oh, it is so tedious.
That said, though, good job on that.
Yeah, thank you.
Way to go, kid.
Yeah. So, Reigns is the big, everybody's upset about it, but T.O., we're sitting there and T.O.'s like, I can just see them bringing that jerk off out and having him shitting everybody.
So it's your fault.
I don't know why. Just the longer it went on and it was clear that there were no surprises. Because we figured out about, 21?
Yep.
That it wasn't going to be anybody.
21?
And then when it hit 20, I mean, like, as they we start 16. Checking the boxes off, it's like, this isn't going to work.
You guys had checklists?
But just going through the guys in our head.
I was
going to
say, wow.
Yeah, we did. Yeah,
you're
yeah.
super prepped for this.
We had checklists.
You guys are at a whole other level.
Lots of them. Big board. We had a big board with all the names on them.
Magnets. They move around. There's all kinds of scenarios.
Oh.
But
I could have used
I just started
magnets.
Thinking, and I was like, it's nothing else made sense. I guess you could say Finn Balor or Joe. I mean, like, you know.
Yeah.
The few guys that were listed on the surprise list, but I just feel like they wouldn't have done one.
Somebody that people might have wanted to see?
And, well, at 30, it has to be someone that you think can win. I mean, that's what's going to happen. So, like, I don't know if anybody really thought Balor could go over or if, you know, Nakamura is going to be in the main event at WrestleMania or any of those guys. So, like, it was like, I bet it's going to be fucking Roman Reigns. And he has a title shot that night. He loses.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Seth Rollins is kept out of the Royal Rumble because he lost the match, but how does this guy have the power to go and say, hey, I want to be in this match, you know, whenever? Because the logic of it is the 30 people in it were already...
Stay with me here. He's The Rock's cousin, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever see Casino? Whenever the guy comes in to talk to Sam Rostin, he's like, this is my nephew. I realize he's an asshole. We got to keep him in a job. I wonder if it's the same thing. The Rock's like... I realize he's an asshole, but if you ever want me to come back for a mania or whatever.
I understand.
I doubt it's that, but come on.
I understand, but I simply cannot have it.
Thing is
there any way you could find another place for him, Mr. Ross?
I know who you are, and I love to do favors.
That's right.
But I cannot do this.
You're firing me? No, I'm not firing you. I'm fighting you.
Love that movie. Great. Anyway. we tend to do that. Sorry. Go off on a little movie quote
line. Like good movies.
It happens.
It's fair.
But Well, apparently we weren't the only ones who kind of thought this. I was like, oh, maybe some people are happy. Not the case. Case in point.
3, 2, 1, Samoa Joe!
Not Samoa Joe. Uh-oh.
So what we got here, it's reactions to 30 from YouTube. This is great.
Oh, are you fucking serious?
I want Finn Balor.
Oh, this kid, I'm so...
It might be Finn Balor.
Uh-oh. Just shock. That's hilarious. Poor kids.
The people are just laughing about it.
Oh, I mean... It's kind of funny. You know, I just think, I don't know if they want him to get cheered at this point. I guess not. I would think, I don't think you're trying to ruin a guy's career that you've been building for a few years, but.
The only way to save him at this point is turn him, right?
They have to.
That's the only thing you can do. That's the only chance he's got.
It looks like he's going to wrestle Taker at WrestleMania.
He's building so much heat without trying. It seems like the natural idea.
I don't know why it's so hard for them to figure out that he's not that well-liked.
You know, here's the interesting thing. A lot of times people like heels.
Yeah.
People hate this guy so fucking much that when he turns heel, you're not going to have the, yeah, he finally turned heel. Like with Cena,
yeah.
There might be that response. With Reigns, he's going to turn heel, and people are still going to fucking hate him. He'll be the biggest heel in the company.
Perfect.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, it doesn't make sense.
I mean, there's always the off chance that people won't care and be like, yeah, we still hate you, but not that kind of hate. We just hate you. We don't really hate your character.
Well, the thing is I mean, there's little kids that like him. You guys remember how bad X-Pac was at the end when he was wrestling, if you were watching all that time? There's a term,
six-pack?
There's a term now called X-Pac heat. Like, you can't get anybody to like you no matter what you do. People just fucking hate your guts.
Sure. I mean, that makes sense with him.
He's getting to that point that nobody wants to see him, because even if they make him a bad guy, people still won't want to see him in, like, big matches.
Right. Oh, he's facing babyface A, who's the best one ever. Still don't care.
They don't want this guy pushed no matter what. Usually people don't care what heel's getting pushed. They'll still be pissed if he's in the main event as a heel. I mean, like, they fuck...
You don't want to say a bad guy's a bad guy's a bad guy, but those are the ones that really make that rule like shit. Mm-hmm.
Well, everybody still says, you know, they like bad guys, but, I mean, people like to cheer for guys if they're good guys, if they're, you know, good wrestlers.
Yeah, they put on a good show.
Yeah. It's just really bad idea.
Let me ask you this. I don't know how in tune you are with, like, children's, like, how they feel about wrestling. Mm. I wonder if it's kids and, like, younger teens that are really into him and it's keeping him in that position.
I don't think so. I mean, like, just hearing from the responses, you don't really hear the mixed cheers as much anywhere. And you know, if you're at an event and it's on TV, you're going to hear the kids and the ladies. That's usually the thing. The baby, you know, like, that's the crowd.
I got a nephew who's real into the wrestling. He's like, I don't know, he's eighth grade or something. I'm going to send him a message right now.
And
hopefully we get a message. I'm going to like, you like Roman Reigns? Is he cool?
Well, the other weird thing is, like, I don't think teenagers watch wrestling, do they? I mean, I'm in my 30s. I don't, and I bet we're not the only podcast like this. We're doing a wrestling show. I don't watch this. I mean, I watch this show because it's like, oh, well, you got to see what's going to happen at the other show you're going to watch this year out of the three. But not this guy. This guy's so bad. But the other thing was, and it's a good point, they made it okay for Orton to win the Rumble, which I don't get that either. But, hey, I couldn't imagine if they did Orton Cena at WrestleMania. That would be pretty funny because the crowd would shit all over that. Ooh.
No way they'll do it.
Apparently Orton is rallying for another Cena set of matches, a whole other program with him.
Ooh.
He was quoted saying, I read this morning, the fans don't know it, but they really, that's what they want. They want another Orton Cena.
Mm.
Can you imagine?
No.
Yeah.
I know the fans don't want it.
Well, yeah, I don't think anybody's
right. I know I wouldn't.
I'm sure Orton knows what his fans want, okay?
They troll people now, though, too.
That's fair enough. They're kind of dicks about it, really. But they've taken it the whole other way past kayfabe.
Yeah. The other thing about the Rumble is you always got to get people over. Big guys that got over, Braun Strowman, Baron Corbin. They kind of got Baron Corbin over.
Why?
He actually eliminated Braun.
Yeah. They got Goldberg over. They got Reigns over. They got Taker over. I mean, at least they got young guys in. You know what? We were talking about the Legends thing. I always complain that they don't push any guys. At least they got a bunch of guys in.
Yeah.
Not a bunch of fucking old people. So at least they're pushing people that should get, you know, they work in the company and they actually wrestle every
Baron night. Corbin should definitely be pushed. I mean, he's the only human being walking this earth that's my age or younger that has a worse hairline than I do.
Yeah.
Slick that shit back and just
take off your hat real quick and show our watchers on YouTube what we're working with here. Come on. Oh, look at that. That's beautiful. You can't even see it on the camera. It's so shiny. It is a white splotch.
See, there you go.
That is awesome. That perfectly proves your point.
Come on over.
He's
over here.
Guy's awful. Guy is awful.
Other big things that came out of this. Cena won his world title for the 16th time. Boy.
Read that the reason they did it and didn't have, because we talked about it, we're like, if Cena's going to tie Flair, they're going to build it up a little bit more than they did. Read online, the reason they didn't do any build up or mentions of it is because he's going to have a short title reign, which leads many to believe belt's coming off Cena at, what's it called, Elimination Chamber?
Sure.
Yeah. Is that what they're calling the pay-per-view?
Yeah. It'll go on Wyatt, and then Orton and Wyatt will have their match at Mania for the belt. Yeah, I know, riveting stuff.
I hope they've got some other plans. Fuck. Maybe they'll save me 6 hours. Good.
Have you seen the card yet? What they have lined up?
I have.
Yeah.
I'll say this. I haven't seen a bunch of AJ Styles matches before, but I watched that match with him and Cena. That guy can work, huh?
Glad you brought this up. Glad you brought this up.
I enjoyed watching him. In fact, I thought he made Cena look bad. Maybe Cena's making himself look bad. Just the way, I just didn't dig his style at all.
Let me ask you something.
Anyone that Cena's wrestling is pretty good. And, you know, he's trying to suck up as much as he can.
Let me ask you something. You're 7, 8 years old. You would probably think it's cool.
At least in my mind. Oh.
Hogan wrestles Savage. Imagine 5 minutes in, Hogan drops the leg drop.
Yeah, match over.
And they go for 20 more minutes.
It's never happened.
That's kind of my point. 7 minutes.
Why would you do that? Because that makes his finishing move look like a bitch.
That's the whole match. That's every John Cena match.
He hits, what's he call his, God damn it.
AA?
Yeah, AA.
How many times did he hit it in the match? 8?
Quite a few.
So he hit his finisher 8 times. We'll
I didn't think
say
about
that.
That's
all it is. False finishes, and those guys just...
And playing to the crowd.
Hit their finishers. They're not even playing to the crowd. It's like
Cena
the crowd's
was.
Not even fucking there.
Well, fair enough. They were trying.
It's funny what gets over now.
It's just a different style of match right now.
Well, you compare Flair to Cena, 16-time champion. The difference is Flair knows how to work, at least. I can't believe that's like a style that everybody likes. It's just finish after finish after finish after finish. False count, false count, false count.
Bust in your face!
That's what they think everybody likes, I guess.
Well, that's what all the fucking indie... I mean, like all the guys that watch the indies, they love that bullshit.
Oh, well, people are like, it's the best match they've ever seen.
Yeah, that's fucking it's stupid.
High spot. All right.
It was a good match. I mean, I liked the match, and they did a lot of stuff, but like... It's just the way they call matches now versus the way they used to, and that's what the internet people.
Give me an old school Dean Malenko match any day.
Gooey, I don't know about that. Just
like
give
Dean?
Me something with
it kills me.
A different move set
or some psychology.
You get my point.
Hey.
Even I'm just saying, back in the day, he had some pretty good matches. Maybe he wasn't the best worker, but you get what I'm saying. That during that era, any of those guys like him, Benoit, Saturn, that whole group, they were great. Any of their matches were fun to watch, at least. Man, they were a wrestling match.
Man of 1,000 holds.
They told a story, I think, is what he's trying to say. right? I mean, like,
no, don't put words in my mouth.
No, it was just like, a, you know, there was
ringside
stuff you could believe. And
yeah, no, that's exactly right.
I mean, you want to talk about that just to another extent. You know, Roman Reigns gets hit with fucking brass knuckles and kicks out. Okay, I can understand the finisher.
It's like Sting drops from the rafters with the bat,
yeah,
smashes him on the head,
yeah,
two count.
With
every time,
it's just one of those things. It's like, all right, brass knuckles. All right, so you're not, you don't put over their finishing moves anymore.
Nope.
You make them do it 7 or 8 times.
Yep,
your belt, your brass knuckle, your like, whatever that is, has to be a finish. You can't. I mean, you can't have him. Anybody knows that if you get hit with that, you're fucking done.
Dead.
Used to be, you'd pull the brass knuckles out of your tights, hit the guy, and he's bleeding everywhere.
Yes.
Pull a donut hole out of your tights and hit somebody.
Not only is there no blood now, there's guys kicking out of them. So what's going to happen now? All these little kids hear brass knuckles and they're like, oh, fuck yeah, that's not going to hurt. You know, Roman Reigns kicked out after two.
They're doing it with guns, aren't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, it's a pistol whip each other instead of using brass knuckles.
I seen a kid jump off the top of the neighborhood cage the other day. Hit the ground hard, didn't expect it.
Really?
No, we don't have a neighborhood cage.
Oh, okay. I was going to say. Is that around the pool or what?
Yeah, it's in the park
area. So there is a neighborhood cage. Everybody's got a neighborhood cage. The other things that came out of it, Jericho, 61-minute man. That I like.
It's pretty funny, actually.
Well,
coming from Jericho.
Did a pretty good job. I didn't even think about the Reigns and Owens thing. That kind of shit, too. I mean, you just have to absolutely... I mean, people used to get knocked out with purses, and now I didn't even think about the brass knucks thing. You get hit by a purse and you lose.
Yeah.
There's a brick in that purse, though.
That's true. A Gucci bag.
Or how about the old garbage can lids? They were made out of aluminum foil.
Mm.
It would fuck them up, apparently.
God.
Back and forth. Whack. Stumble to the other guy. Whack. Entertainment.
You know what? That was kind of the other thing that turned me off and had me stop watching. They started doing shit like that. Like stuff that was clearly fake.
Yeah.
As opposed to the real fake that I like.
I mean, there's a certain level of disbelief I'm willing to suspend.
A certain level.
But to believe somebody gets hit with a cookie sheet and is seriously injured, it's hard to keep going.
Yeah.
Even stunned. Ow, why did you do that?
Right.
Would be my reaction.
Yeah. True.
But what'd you think of the show overall?
I liked it.
I thought it was great, honestly. The production value is better than it's ever been, really, which was nice.
I'll give you that. I hated the lighting.
Really?
They've got a place full of 50,000 people, and it looked like they had 20,000, like a normal arena. I thought they should light it up like they light WrestleMania up, or maybe they just didn't have that many seats filled as it looked.
That's what I thought.
Think so?
I thought they were doing that just to...
You like to see that as part of the show, just boom, grand. Spaces.
Well, there's no way they were going to advertise over 50,000 because they had blown up having 50,000 the last time they were there. So you knew.
I don't get that brag either. It's another weird brag.
Why is that?
We sold out 50,000 and we make sure we tell you during the show. You know, it's just kind of weird.
And why do they tell you during
the
show?
Why tell
the
fans?
The
yeah, again, why?
Because that's just part of the thing.
Yeah, I don't get it. It's dick wagon.
Bigger, grander scale.
Yeah, I guess so. Let the fans see it's grand. Don't make me go, hey, is it grand? Yeah, we sold 50,000 tickets. Oh, it's grand.
It is grand.
I can see that.
That is grand.
And then they waited till the next night. So the reason people were mad about Roman Reigns, obviously, they wanted Samoa Joe, Finn Balor, somebody else.
Yeah, Samoa Joe looking rough these days, but anyway.
Yeah, so Joe came out on Raw at the end of the night. I caught this. Got in the way of Triple H and Rollins, which I guess is going to set up Mania. Mm.
Not with Rollins being injured.
So, what are they going to do?
I don't think the creator of the Earth is going to be wrestling at WrestleMania.
He'll wrestle Angle.
Oh, yeah, you're right. He's such a
He'd do something.
Bag. He'll do... God, I didn't think about that.
They'll figure out something.
He'll wrestle Angle and go over him Hall of Fame weekend for no reason.
Yeah, he wasn't even part of WCW. Why would he go over him?
True.
Who can they find out of WCW for Triple H to pin? Clean.
That's tough. We need to get Conan back.
Yeah. I wonder if Alex Wright has anything going
on. Ooh, Das Wunder Kid.
Das Wunder Kid. Or Conan. Maybe they can get Conan to get wheeled out there.
Didn't I just say that?
Oh, did you? I didn't hear you.
That's the guy I said, we need to get Conan back out here. And you're like,
why do I feel like I think of Conan when I think of WCW?
I don't know. That's the first thing I thought of.
That's odd.
Maybe
we got to look into that. It is kind of odd. First guy we both thought of was Conan.
Freaky. What? What?
Trying to think why you guys would both pick Conan. It kind of weirds me out.
Viva la raza is why, pal.
Ugh.
You need anything more than that?
Dreadful.
Olale.
Dreadful. What? Any other matches come out? I know Cena wrestles Horton on TV next week for some reason.
Also makes me think, I mean, that's just another reason for that.
They're not going to do it.
Yeah, they're saying Cena and his old lady against Miz and his old lady. I read this earlier.
Boring. Get the old ladies out of the ring.
Bella's last match because of her neck. She's permanent. Like, she has a real injury.
You mean she's done?
Yeah. So she's going to have her retirement match will be with her, whatever he is, a guy that never marry her or give her children because he's smart, against Miz and Maurice. Then I'm sure it can be a nice little storyline for the reality show that's not really a reality show that she's now the executive producer on.
That's fucking dreadful, too.
Mm-hmm.
I just totally tuned out everything you just said because it was just crap.
Anyone get over with less talent than her?
Hmm. That's a great question.
I mean,
get over?
I'm not even get over. Anybody just have a position of influence and power that she has without doing dick other than Cena's dick.
I guess John Cena works out a lot. Aside from that, I mean, I guess the Make-A-Wish
complete stuff. Fucking, I mean, it's from him.
Who?
From fucking the right guy. How smart, you know what though? I take that back. They're not dumb bitches. They're not anything. I mean, these two little whores, it's amazing.
These two little whores.
They come back they got fired. Latched on the two guys. Cena was a little bit obvious, but the little hippie bitch picks Daniel Bryan.
Right.
I mean, she had the intuition to pick him. So they were fucking the
Can
twin
you give me the
sisters,
name of this
fucking
little...
the two biggest stars in WWE.
Mary, the one married Daniel Bryan, right?
Yeah, and Cena won't. I don't think Cena fucks that chick without a condom, or I mean, he just tells her, "No, I'm not getting married." No.
I'll call him later and find out.
I'm not giving you children. I mean, I know it's a dream of yours and you've wanted it forever, but I'm not having kids. Which brings me to another point on this guy.
All right,
Mr. Make-A-Wish loves the kids.
Bring it to us, pal. You're on fire.
No, this is just like one of those things.
Let it out.
Kind
of. I was dying.
You do all these Make-A-Wish and you love the kids and all that. Don't you think you'd have one of your own or want to someday?
I don't know. I like kids and I don't have any.
Dude,
he's been married, you've never been married. I mean, like,
yeah.
Dude's had the chance to have kids to where it would have a kid in a, you know, like a steady environment and have the means and everything. I mean, like, it just doesn't add up. It just makes you think he's more of a fucking company guy that just goes out and does this shit.
Oh, he's the next Triple H in my eyes. If there was another daughter, he'd marry her.
He's going to marry their daughter.
Yeah.
Trips and stuff.
He's going to go right from this into being a producer or whatever, Triple H. I mean, everything he does. Did you watch WWE 24?
I have not seen it yet.
Those fucking guys, all they do is work. Like, they've got to be the worst people to be around. Like, they were in Dallas. He left NXT, did a photo shoot, and then he went through walkthrough, and then they went to the Hall of Fame, and he was like on zero sleep. I'm like, ugh.
Who? Triple H?
Yeah. What's the fun in that?
Yeah, beats me.
You have no life. Yeah, I didn't see their kids around anywhere.
Yeah, but he's married to her, and she wants to fucking be daddy so bad. So for him to keep up, he has to stay, right? I mean, it's textbook problem. I mean, like it.
She wants to bang daddy.
Yeah.
And she's kind of doing it with him in that regard.
Yeah. Weirdos.
Yeah. What are you going to do?
Bunch of damn freaks.
Rollins. They let Rollins bang out one of their kids. For sure. They love that guy. That's the Golden Goose.
Oh, I figured it'd be Rollins.
That'll be on pay-per-view in a bit.
Golden Goose? The Golden Goose?
No, the Rollins Bang Show.
Of course.
Bang. Cactus Jack.
Anything else we're not covering from the from the recent stuff? We got about 5 minutes left to cover.
Nobody minds a short show.
Yeah. Anything else that came out of the Rumble? I was really hoping for a surprise entrance. We didn't get that.
When was the last time you didn't get a surprise entrance? What year?
Was I the only one watching going at number 30? Doink! Doink. It was just me?
Yep.
Just me. Okay.
It was just you.
Carrying on.
It was just you. Who'd you think it was going to be for real, Corey? I mean, that's one thing we didn't talk about.
Balor.
Did you?
Yeah. Because they can at least stifle people and say it's not going to be him. He's hurt. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can get away with anything. You just tell people that. I was hoping for somebody. I guess they had enough legend-type guys and Goldberg and Taker. Otherwise,
they just
it's a
had
bunch
to promote,
of shitty
They had to promote
guys.
Him to sell the show.
Well, I mean,
when Apollo Crews came out like 24, I was just like, oh, you
knew it was trouble.
Serious.
You knew it was trouble.
And by the way, that's a guy that needs a push. I don't care if he has no personality or not. Get him a mouthpiece.
Perfect, because he doesn't.
Because he's huge. I mean, the guy's jacked. He's not as short as you think he is, and he can wrestle. Like, I mean, he reminds me of Shelton Benjamin a little bit. Maybe not as tall.
Let me ask you guys a question I just came up with. This is way off the mark here, but given the opportunity, they set us three in charge of the product.
Yeah.
Would it get better, honestly? Do you think
we
can make it better?
Yeah. I think 95% of people that watch wrestling, probably.
I think 95% of the people
everybody
that
says that
could make it better than it is right now.
Yeah, everybody says that, but there's a lot to keep track of.
I mean, the only thing, it depend what, you know, restraints you had from the company, what you couldn't,
right.
You know, like
standards
what they would
and
allow,
practices,
what they wouldn't
sure.
allow.
But I know this.
God damn, you have a large voice telling you what to do. Just do a, like, if they gave the fans, like, one-fourth of what they wanted, they'd be happy.
You'll never satisfy every fan, that's for
no.
sure.
But you could take a large amount and do two things out of the 10 they want, and they get hard-ons about it.
And the long and short of it, though, I don't think for them it's the product that matters as much as what move will bring in the most dollars. Now, granted, you might say the best show will bring in the most dollars, but that's probably not always true. If in the long run they could build somebody up to sell merchandise in a year to sacrifice a show today or something, I don't think they'd have a problem with it. That's the way
they don't
Vince
even
thinks.
They don't even use the guys that are money in fans' eyes.
Fair enough. They're not money yet.
You only have so much of a shelf life.
What I thought about, like when you brought up merchandise, I wonder how much merchandise Roman Reigns actually sells compared to that douchebag Dean Ambrose and just a couple other butt fucks that fans seem to resonate with for some reason. I don't know why. But some of the guys are more over. I wonder if that gap in salary, you know, because I'm sure Reigns is top five paid in the company right now, versus the
top
merch of
two.
Someone that's ranked in the top 10, I wonder if that makes that gap up. Because Kevin Owens sells a shit ton of shirts. I mean, there's, you know.
True.
What about Enzo and Cass? I mean, there's a ton of their shirts. Now, their merch deal is probably not as strong as some of the guys that have been there more.
Yeah, I was going to say. I bet they're not getting the percentage that some people are.
Exactly.
Yeah. I don't know if they make
who's
it up to
some
them
people?
Salary. No, the first
guy. You don't gotta say
Cena.
Some. I was going to say, did John Cena's ass getting that?
I'm telling you, John Cena,
what I prefer.
He's made more money off his shit.
Brock Lesnar's made some money off the Suplex City stuff.
But Cena, over the last, 12 years? I mean, they've done a shit
you can't see me
in every
shoes
color.
Everywhere.
You go to a show, and that's the only thing you can buy.
Yeah, we have 13 John Cena shirts.
It's really strange because, like, I see Cesaro, and I'm like, that guy's fucking money. Like, he looks like a movie star. Like, Balor's going to jump up there as soon as he gets healthy. I think, unless they just push him and they're like, injury prone, done.
They're not going to be able to fuck with that guy. His look and what he does, the entrance, he has too much. He has too much to stop the fans. I think he's
disagree.
I think he's one of the biggest can't-miss guys they've had. His size hurts him a little bit, but his look makes up for it in his gimmick.
Does he still do the crazy paint?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty badass looking, I'm just saying.
So I'm saying he's got something that nobody has or has had in a long time.
Papa Shango had it. I just want to throw that out there, but
like
yeah, literally like same wrestling style. I mean, they're like, I mean,
no, they're makeup, man.
Like looking in a mirror.
They're talking about that as a dream.
Very similar.
Papa Shango was black.
They're talking about that
mostly.
300 pounds.
Mostly black.
They're talking about that as a dream match at Mania.
Oh, yeah.
I'd like to see it.
Balor and Shango.
Shango.
He's
going
to come out with the fireball starter thing.
He's going to come out as Papa Shango, but with all the hoes and do the ho train.
Yeah, there you go.
Yes.
God.
That was the best ever whenever he was the godfather.
And then he's going to start doing black magic on all the ho train, and they're going to start seizing.
Sacrifice
him. Black shit coming down.
The Shango train.
That'd be a kind of a funny thought exercise. Combine people's gimmicks to see what you can come up with.
Papa Shango train. Tron.
Yikes.
Anyway, what a weird tangential thought there.
And a couple other guys that they put in this thing, I don't know if you've seen him, Jack Gallagher.
Fuck that guy. God damn. I mean,
Mojo Rawley, Kalisto.
Mojo Rawley, a guy you look at and said, yeah, that's that fucking
I think I could easily be
like
this Jack
school.
Gallagher guy.
James Ellsworth.
Guy I could definitely kick the shit out of.
Yeah.
Probably the only one.
Gee. I mean, I guess I didn't have a problem with the match, but, I mean, they just let the ring fill up so they could have some people to eliminate.
Can we go back to this James Ellsworth? Explain him to me real quick. How the fuck is this guy a wrestler?
Well, I'll tell you how.
Yeah, thank you.
Vince saw him. Vince saw him and got a boner when he was like, he has no chin. Look, he has no chin.
Is he the two-legged Zach Gowan? Is that what this is? He's a charity case?
Pretty. I don't think it's a charity case.
Don't get me wrong. Gowan could wrestle a little for a one-legged guy, but
oh, he was a squash. He was going to be
a jobber.
He was going to be in a
Strowman's,
squash match.
Strowman's versus squash.
Yeah, there you go.
And I guarantee, like, he did this little promo that was kind of funny, and I bet Vince was like, ha, they responded. You have to do it in your voice. Like,
love it, pal.
He can make anybody a star.
He has no chin. It's great.
He's got no chin. Let's use him.
What do you think happened to his chin? Just lost it one day, huh?
Yeah, it's not there.
Yeah, let's plug him into an AJ Styles feud. That makes a lot of sense.
Can he actually work? Can he wrestle at all?
No.
Does he get out there and just pretty much act like an awkward asshole the whole time?
He's a fucking little runt. Ugh. He's not even the size of anybody in our office.
See, he's one of those guys I mostly, because I still read the wrestling sites after Raw, you know, every now and then. And I see pictures of this guy and read the shit. I'm just like, what am I, why is this guy here?
I don't get it either, but they do funky shit. So.
Yeah, he's like got the physique of Goldberg.
Yeah.
Maybe even less.
That's kind of what I thought when he came out. I'm like, it could be Goldberg.
They need to bring Goldberg back, just saying. No. They got the regular Goldberg, bring Goldberg back.
Dwayne Gill.
Yeah, buddy.
Ooh. That's going to do it for the first episode. We need to get out of this one. We need to get to our fun one.
Yeah,
so
buddy.
So we can actually talk about important shit. We're going to talk about the championship, Flair and Cena.
Five times.
Getting all tied up. And how much more being a champion meant when it counted. So, we're going to get out of here. Thanks for joining episode one. We'll be back with episode two shortly.
See you in a minute.
Bye.
Today's show is presented by DaVinci Smart Drink. Order yours now at lineupmedia.fm/DaVinci. DaVinci, excite better thinking.
Need a mental boost? DaVinci Smart Drinks were designed with professional thinkers in mind. With key ingredients shown to improve cognitive function and increase mental energy, DaVinci Smart Drinks excite better thinking. Drink a DaVinci. Let it go to your head.
This podcast was a presentation of lightupmedia.fm.